aircheckdownloads.com.
And side two of Sounds of the 60s. Band One was a cover by Amen Corner, who reached number three in the UK with this version of a US hit by the American Breed, Bend Me, Shape Me. Amen Corner in 1968. The American original version also got into the top 30 here in the UK. Further requests in this week's edition of the show will be records by Roy Orbison, The Supremes, then three in a row from The Flowerpot Men, The Cats and Billy Fury, and finally we'll hit one from Sly and The Family Stone. But here's the odd story behind a disc by The Sweet Inspirations. Dan Penn and Spooner Oldham had been present at the group's first recording session and, disappointed by the material they heard, felt that they could do better. They set about writing something inspired by the group's name, then rushed back to the studio to demonstrate it. Unfortunately, the musicians had called a long lunch break, but Dan persuaded those who remained to help him record a demo for the song. And when Sissy Houston, Sylvia Shemwell, Estelle Brown and Myrna Smith returned, they heard the song and immediately set to work recording Sweet Inspiration. Dan Penn avoided being thrown out for taking such a liberty, and the record eventually became a US top 20 hit. US hit by The Sweet Inspirations, bringing us now to our first side two request from Wynne Walsh in Luton. She asks for any Roy Orbison record for her husband Brendan, who's 69 this very day. So many happy returns, Brendan. Wynne says you listen every week before going off to play golf, so after hearing your name mentioned this morning, you may get a hole in one. I do hope you manage that, but if not, like Roy, you can always dream, can't you?
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman.
A top 10 hit written by Roy alone, without either of his regular composing partners, Joe Melson or Bill Dees. As well as achieving a lengthy singles chart run, In Dreams was also used later in the year as a title track of an album that also included Blue Bayou. And so to our feature I Write the Songs, with this week a composition by Jackie DeShannon, written especially for Marianne Faithfull, which Jackie finally recorded herself on her 1968 album Laurel Canyon. The song had come into being when one of Marianne's management team, Tony Calder, was in America with another of his clients, Jimmy Page, and on one occasion he had trouble locating Jimmy until he found out he was staying with Jackie, and he called out to her, presumably over the phone, to write a song for Marianne, and the result was Come and Stay With Me. Here's DeShannon's own version of it. The top five Marianne Faithfull hit is recorded by its composer Jackie DeShannon. But let's turn now to Marianne's own recording of another hit, this one by John D. Loudermilk, who we featured on this spot a couple of weeks ago. This was the third of Marianne's four consecutive top 10 hits, released by Decca in April 1965, on the same day that they simultaneously released a competing version of the song by the Nashville Teens. Now, they'd already had hits with two other Loudermilk songs, Tobacco Road and Google Eye, but this time Marianne comprehensively won the competition by reaching the top 10 with her version of This Little Bird. Marianne Faithfull in 1965, followed now by a number one scored in 1967 by The Doors with their first hit, Light My Fire. It was less successful in the UK on that occasion, only getting into the top 50, but was re-released here in 1991 following the movie The Doors, starring Val Kilmer as Jim Morrison, and that time it reached number seven. The song, taken from The Doors' self-titled album, had been edited down to just under 3 minutes from an original seven-minute version, rarely heard, but we're about to indulge ourselves with it right now.
AirCheckDownloads.com.